This is the That's What It Says in the Yearbook podcast. It's for flight attendants, nurses, and you. I'm your host, Doug. Yes, also known as podcasting. It's difficult. At the dawn of another baseball season, it seems like a great time to be a first or third base coach in Major League Baseball, finally. And Sugarland Beard called, "You're back on the Kansas City Royals again?" We promise, this is not a Royals fan blog or fan site. We're not Kansas City fans. It just so happens the Royals have a really interesting team. Not necessarily good, but interesting. And their assistant coaches alone have rightfully gotten a lot of publicity. Third base coach Mike Gerschele spent 36 years coaching in the minors and working at a furniture store every offseason before finally being called up to the Royals in 2014, and he got a big article that year in ESPN Magazine. Gerschele was also mentioned and quoted extensively this past season in the New York Times Magazine. In 2015, former Royals assistant Dave Island was in the right place, shaking hands with manager Ned Yost at the right time, and wound up in a huge picture in the New York Times Magazine. After years of fine work, first base coach Rusty Kuntz was featured in a big article in Sports Illustrated. That was in March of 2016. Kuntz is also from Paso Robles, California, and NORAD, yes, that NORAD, has a Santa tracker, which we're obsessed with right now. You can see it on your phone or on the website. NORAD runs it right around every Christmas. That's when it's active. And you can actually see on screen, you can actually see Santa, the reindeer, and the sleigh as he travels all of the globe. There's a giant map. You can see where he's going, the distance between each place he's going. You can see where he delivers to and how long it takes him to get from place to place. You can learn a little bit about each place he visits. Now, he quote-unquote visits, for example, every state, but he doesn't visit every place in every state, just a few select areas. And if you're in a smaller state, he may only hit one town or city. And this goes all night long on Christmas. So we know this for a fact because the last couple of years we have celebrated Christmas by staying up all night long. And we mean all night long celebrating Christmas watching the NORAD Santa tracker. Now, currently, like NFL Red Zone, the Santa tracker says come back December 1st. But when it was active Christmas Eve, he quote-unquote visited California. This is this past Christmas, 2017. One of only five places Santa visited in all of California was Paso Robles, hometown of the Royals' Rusty Kuntz. A sign? Does this mean the Royals are going to win this year's World Series? It could. But this year, Kuntz, unfortunately, isn't on the field. He's a roving instructor, still with the Royals, but he's a roving instructor, so I don't know if that negates the whole thing. And others are in on the sudden base coach action as well. New Mets first base coach Ruben Amaro Jr. just had a part on the ABC show The Goldbergs playing his dad, Ruben Amaro Sr. So he joins the list of twisty cameos, like when, follow this one, football player Roy Williams was cast as an assistant coach at his high school's arch rival in the movie Friday Night Lights. Of course, Ruben Amaro was cast because of his days as the Phillies general manager, not for his coaching. And supposedly, MLB assistants earn anywhere from $150,000 to $700,000 a season, which even on the high end only ties them with the 38th highest paid college football assistant. But you can't beat the previously non-existent publicity. America lost a bet and got this podcast. Also, the aforementioned Mike Gerschele, World Series ring and all, still works at that same furniture store every offseason.